brother, is it, can we link that with 1 Corinthians 15? Flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Amen. So we must be changed.
Amen.
The first person we read today, some translations have believe in God, believe also in me. Mm-hmm. And some other translations have believe on God, believe also on me. And the on probably is more correct than the original. And it conveys dependence, confidence in, faith in, whereas the end could convey just factual knowledge. So the first verse we started out with today has the thought of the person of Christ and Him as our object.
In John chapter 5, excuse me, the Lord Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour is coming, and now is, when the Son of God, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For as the Father hath life in himself, so hath he given to the Son to have life in himself." And so on. And so this idea of hearing, and in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, there are these three sounds. There is the sound of the shout, the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. Another rendering is shouting. Yes. Not just a little voice. But there is this tremendous, victorious shout with the voice of the archangel and with the trump of God. And maybe we could have some help, brethren, on this idea of the trump. And I'd like to ask the question in relationship to this verse and also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, where it says that there shall be the sounding of the trumpet there as well. Maybe we could have some help on that. I have some ideas, but perhaps we could have some help on that. The connection between these two verses, 1 Thessalonians chapter 15, 15 to 58, 51 to 58, and here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Quick comment. If he's shouting, who hears him?
The believers.
Just the believers.
The rest of the body. The rest of the world.
Yeah.
Only believers.
I'd like to follow that up before we come to your question. Because I think it's very precious for us to see that in John 10, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, mm-hmm. and they follow me. So we need to be listening to his voice now. And then we find in John 11, there was a shout. The Lord Jesus raised his voice and called Lazarus forth. And then we find in when we come to hear just the thought of Song of Solomon chapter 2, "Rise up, my love, and come away with me." And I would just encourage us that that's the voice that we as his own are going to hear.
And just in regard to the matter of hearing again, I want to follow up on that, and then I'll connect it with the sound of the trumpet. Making a practical application, I think we're living in a day where everybody is almost deaf. We speak about pollution and the noise pollution. People cannot hear anymore because, and even you see people with their earpiece and headphone and everything, and everybody had it like right in their ears because there is a lot of noise out there. And the world is so noisy. Mm-hmm. It is so noisy, and it's a matter of hearing now. Are we able to hear the still small voice? Amen. It's not going to be a still small voice. It's going to be a shouting. But sometimes I even wonder, you know, if they're going to depend on us, we're not going to hear anything. But it depends on him. But we're living in a world where we are bombarded with a lot of noise. A lot of voices are going out. And we need to have our ear, the discernment of our ear, to hear the voice of the Lord. Because again, that's really what's happening. It's not a matter of sight. Sight has to do with what's going to happen here. Is Israel or the United Nations or is a common market? That's a sight. What's going to happen? But for the believer, it's not a matter of a sight. It's a matter of a hearing. It is hearing his voice. So don't worry about what takes place. It doesn't really matter. It is have your ear tuned to his voice when it comes. So it is a matter of hearing. And we need to get the wax out of our ears. We need to get a hearing aid, just get it. You need to hear the voice of the Lord to listen to what he is going to say. That's one. The second thing in regard to the trumpet. In Thessalonians, it said it's the trump of God. And again, I really believe it is has to do with those who before the voice of the archangel or the dealing with Israel, those who have lived before the time of Moses or the dispensation of the law. But the last trumpet in Corinthians, it is a military voice for the marching of an army to go on. It's the last trumpet. I think there are three of them. One to get ready, one to stand in attention, and then the third one, or the last blast, is to move on, to keep moving on. And again, it's going to require an ear. If a soldier sitting back there sleeping, or he has a headphone on listening to some kind of music, he's not going to hear the last trumpet. So it is that, I think, in 1 Corinthians 15, it is the order for marching on. We're moving on to meet the Lord in here.
And if I can add to it, is this, that this this wonderful occasion, if you go back to the trumpet, it really comes in Numbers chapter 10. Mm-hmm. It's a trumpet that has to do with silver. Mm-hmm. It's a trumpet, it's a voice of the Lord that has to do with redemption. Mm-hmm. And we have seen the three aspects of it, of course. But in 1 Corinthians 15, it is very highlighted. It's a matter of dealing with the enmity. That is to say, the saints, and sometimes the saints of God, might be require a word of comfort. Sometimes the saints might have, you know, missed somebody who left the scene. I heard it from an older brother. He says, I don't like when a saint says, I lost a loved one. He says, nothing is lost if you know where it is. And brethren, nothing is lost of our loved ones if we know where they are. They are in glory. So the comfort of it is that they are ones who's going to feel exactly what Christ had felt. And join with how the Lord was raised from amongst the dead. They're going to feel it as well. They're going to be raised. So I think they have a greater privilege to meet personally. And I think the Apostle Paul felt that way as well. For those that will have, you know, participate or fellowship in the power of resurrection. The Lord might come now, you and me will never see that. But for them to be able to hear the last trumpet and deal, if you will, with the last enemy, O death, where is thy sting? What a cry or what a shout amongst the saints of God when they have this victory that they are feeling it firsthand as they are being changed and caught up over death, who the scripture tells us who is the last enemy. But you have heard also about the Lord himself with shouting of assembling. And Brother Tim, you brought Lazarus. It is always said that if the Lord by the grave said, come, maybe all the saints will have gone up. But I like to look at it in a different way. I certainly believe, dear brethren, when the Lord comes and he has this shout, each one of us will hear his name. I'm going to hear my name if the Lord put me in the grave. And I really believe, dear ones, those that are in the grave and with the Lord in glory right now, just how sweet it is to hear the most beautiful voice saying, Bill, come. Tim, come. Well, you know what? I like the power of resurrection. And the Apostle Paul loved it as well. He said he wants to experience what Christ experienced in resurrection.
I like the thought, just one other thought about that. And this has been brought out before, but the very next thing that is going to happen is that we are going to hear the voice of the Lord. That's the next thing that's going to happen. His precious voice. We who have never heard his voice that way, we're going to hear that. That's the next thing on the calendar. Isn't that wonderful? He's going to precede these voices of the archangels, angel, and the trump. He's going to precede that. He's going to be the first thing we're going to hear.
Amen. May I suggest that he shout is, so to speak, when I say a victory shout. My redeemed, come! It's ready.